Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
SEC Media Days 2021, live from the Hyatt Winfrey, Hoover, Alabama. Chuck Oliver Show here, day four, and pleased to sit down with the head coach of the Missouri Tigers. It is Eli Drinkwitz. Coach, how are you doing today?
Man, I'm doing great. It's always a great day to be in Birmingham, Alabama, spreading the message of the Mizzou Tigers in SEC country.
Well, you're here as head coach. If we go back in time about a decade, you were also in the SEC, but you were a graduate assistant, I believe, at my alma mater, no less, and you walked away with some hardware. Talk about your experience in 2010 working with Gus Malzahn and Gene Chizik on that Auburn staff, that national championship team.
Yeah, you know, in 2010, I was what they called the quality control assistant, and that was $15,000 a year, no benefits, 11-month contract. I think my primary job was to make sure that the coffee was ready when Coach Malzahn walked into the office. I was pretty good at getting Chiz's dry cleaning, and I was really good at running and getting breakfast for people. You know, quality control assistants, there's a lot of things they can and can't do within the framework of the NCAA rules. So let's just say I abided by all the framework of the NCAA rules and did exactly what I was supposed to do. But very thankful, always we're going to be grateful to Coach Chizik and Coach Malzahn for giving me an opportunity. And I thought college football was easy after experiencing that. Just go get the best player on the planet. Cam Newton is your quarterback, and you'll go win a championship.
All right, so a decade later, you're an overnight sensation, and you are a head coach in the SEC now. Let's talk about your current quarterback, Connor Bazelak. Now, again, everybody I say that to, I say it to Dan Mullen and Emory Jones, is like, now, wait a minute, we still got August. So you can give the standard disclaimer about there's still a competition, everything's open, but talk about what you saw from that young man last year.
Yeah, I saw a guy who really the moment wasn't too big. He's a maverick. He believes in himself. Is going to go out there and cut his own cloth, and a guy who really studies film. He's got the traits of a quarterback as far as mental toughness, preparation, discipline, decision-making, and accuracy. You know, really excited about what his potential growth is, challenging him to continue to grow as a leader, continue to challenge him to be a better player in the red zone, be more consistent as a quarterback.
There it is.
And so I think that's the things that we're really focused on. You know, he spent this summer really diving in and watching more tape. Spent the summer at, you know, just went to the Manning Passing Academy, and so he's taking this opportunity to improve, and we're excited about what was
consistent.
Oh,
there are two things when you have a young quarterback as he starts growing. I need him to be quicker with his decisions, quicker,
yeah.
quicker, and I need him to be more consistent. How do you marry those two? Because when you start speeding things up, you actually kind of go the other way. I mean, there's no way to force experience.
Yeah, I mean, I think you look at. One of the greatest basketball coaches of all time, he has a great quote that says, be quick but don't hurry. What's up, 40? Be quick but don't hurry. And I think for us that's what it is. We want to be quick. The way you get quicker in your decision-making is to process information faster, which the way you do that is, one, know yourself better, know the offense, know what we're trying to accomplish in the play, and then the second thing is know what the defense is doing so you have a better understanding pre-snap of what they're going to do. If you know what your offense is supposed to do, then you can react to what the defense is going to do, and then you know this is who's supposed to be open. Every play has the ability to beat a defense. The defense should never have you. They're going to expose a weakness. You just have to be able to find it. And the race is, when the ball snapped, how quickly do you find the answer before the defense gets to you?
And I want to ask you a question. I was doing the Chick-fil-A Bowl about 15 years ago. It was Tennessee and Clemson.
Okay.
And a guy named Charlie Whitehurst, if you remember him.
Yeah.
He would back away from the line of scrimmage and look to the sidelines. And that's when that first really started. You know, check with me,
yeah.
and we're going to pick
mm-hmm.
one of the plays. So it's like 15 years later. Are we asking quarterbacks to do more than ever or less than ever? Because I literally, within the same plays, I think both things sometimes.
Yeah, it's probably both, yes to both, right? I think it depends on what the system is. I think there are some systems that make things very simplistic, and, you know, they're giving him a one-route read, and he's taking it. And then there's other systems that are, you know, it's more like a guided discovery. We're giving you the Roman Harper, nice J's, man. we're giving them the opportunity to figure it out for themselves and saying, hey, this answer is this answer, this answer is this answer. So
if we look around the SEC right now, it's kind of a phenomenon. I always tell people it is so unfair to ask, you know, I've said the next Percy Harvin, and now it's the next Kadarius Toney. And when I've said that for the past 3 or 4 months, suddenly I look up and I'm like, no, there are a lot of Kadarius Toney-looking kids around this conference, and you got one of the best ones in Tyler Beatty. I mean, mm-hmm. You got a kid who can do just about anything you want to ask of him.
Right. Yeah, you know, Tyler is a very versatile player. He's got home run speed from the backfield. He's an excellent running back, but he's also got some ability to transition to the pass game and routes out of the backfield. You know, spent a lot of time this summer working on his routes, and he's done an excellent job. He's up to 202 pounds and looks great, ready to handle the primary load this year, which it's his turn, his opportunity, and excited about what versatility he provides to our offense and explosibility. I don't know if that's a word, but we'll go with it.
That'll wind up in Reader's Digest soon enough.
Yeah, no doubt.
Wrapping up with Eli Drinkwitz, Missouri head coach. Let's flip it around. I mean, I could ask you about defense, special teams, or whomever. But it's really a recruiting question because and I don't think this is an opinion. I think it's just kind of an observation. Numbers-wise, it's going to be tough to ever build a championship team just within your borders as far as recruiting goes.
Okay.
So is it Texas? Is it Florida? Is it, you know, wherever when you go outside Missouri? And who on the staff is really doing that heavy lifting?
I would disagree with you, Chuck. I would say the only chance that we have to win a championship is to start within our borders. And when you look at what Gary Pinkel did when he was the number one team in the country, the starting five offensive linemen were from the state of Missouri. The best defensive linemen traditionally come from the state of Missouri. When you look, if we can keep the best players in our state home, that's the foundation for a championship. And then once you go, you'll have to supplement your talent, as you're saying. You got to go into Dallas. You got to go into Texas. You got to go into Denver and Chicago. We got to be willing to think differently. You know, that was one of the pushes that I made when getting this job is let's not try to go win the rat race in the SEC. I don't know that my logo is going to go win it in Florida for me. We can go, you know, find and develop some talent, but we know we have a great logo in the state of Texas. Obviously, it's so good, some of those schools want to join our league now. But it's important for us to make sure that we start with our state first and build it from inside out.
All right, Coach. Well, I certainly appreciate you carving out some time today, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.